Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of St. Peter Claver. St. Peter Claver was he was one who served all of the Africans, especially in South America, all the missions there. He declared himself slave of the Africans. Think of that. He devoted himself to the multitudes of slaves who were brought to work the farms and mines, feeding, bandaging, catechizing, and fathering them all. To their owners, he preached mercy. In his later years, Peter gave an annual retreat to the rough seamen who entered the port. He died in 1654, and he was canonized in 1888. Peter Claver, a man who, as the opening prayer calls him, a slave of slaves, strengthened him with wonderful charity and patience as he came to their help. Grant through his intercession that seeking the things of Jesus Christ, we may love our neighbor in deeds and in truth. Brothers and sisters, whatever color, whatever race, they're God's children. Whatever tribe, whatever their background, they're God's children. Let us really put to work, love one another. Really. Don't just go into the church and say, oh God, I love you. Yes, you do, but do you love your neighbor all around you? Well, they're this or they're that. No. Always kindness, generosity, love. It might make a saint out of you. I know you don't go around thinking that, but you never know what God wants to do with you and in you and through you if you give him permission. Open your hearts. The first reading today is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Brothers and sisters, put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love. That is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of Christ control your hearts, the peace into which you were also called in one body, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, as in all wisdom you teach and admonish one another, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God, the Father, through him. You know, brothers and sisters, I have some difficult situation, difficult relationships at times, but I keep remember, whatever you do in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. I go back to that. I'm angry with somebody. Perhaps I shouldn't be. But even if I am, I should treat them as a person who God created, who loves. And maybe in this interaction, you can help to bring somebody closer home to God. Let go of your anger. Psalm 150 tells us that everything that breathes, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his strength. Praise him for his mighty deeds. Praise him for his sovereign majesty. Praise him with the blast of the trumpet. Praise him with lyre and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with sounding cymbals. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Alleluia. Take that to heart. I know there are times to sing and play, and there are times to be quiet. Don't be overriding other people, but take time when you can, even to sing or to listen to good music. Open your hearts, because God can lead us closer to Him even in that way. The Alleluia verse tells us if we love one another, God remains in us, and His love is brought to perfection in us. If we love one another, God remains in us, and His love is brought to perfection in us. Alleluia. If we love one another, do you love? What do you do when you encounter people of different races, backgrounds, countries? How do you treat one another? Whatever the color of the skin, this is God's design. This is God's work. Love them as you would want to be loved yourself. Love them with kindness, mercy, hope. And remember, as a child, I was just a few years old and I saw a black person for the first time. And I know my eyes got very wide. I wasn't quite sure what to do. And my father picked me up in his arms and he said, "This is so-and-so, and this is my daughter." And I looked at him, and he said, "Do you want to shake hands?" And I put my hand out, and we shook hands. That was my first introduction, shall we say, to people of different color. But it was the same brother. It was Christ's son. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to all those around you. If you don't understand them, ask them to help you. Be kind to everybody, because you do not know what everybody is carrying, no matter what race, what tribe, what background, what language, doesn't matter. We all face difficulties. Trust them. When we look here at the gospel, Luke chapter 6, verses 27 to 38. Listen to this carefully. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. To the one person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. From the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them and lend, expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For He Himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as also your Father is merciful." Stop judging, and you will not be judged. That's a hard one, isn't it? Because the judgment just comes right to the fore when you see someone and you want to think of what you're angry about or upset about. Don't. Just open your heart and say, "Lord, what would you do in this situation?" It could go from, "Could we have a couple minutes to talk?" Could be a handshake that indicates you're not angry anymore, and then say, "Please forgive me for what I did or what I said." I know it can be embarrassing, but You'll gain friends everywhere when we forgive one another our sins. God loves us, and he wants us to be more and more like him. Stop judging, says the gospel, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. Are you generous? Are you kind? Do you forgive? Do you open your heart? It's on that basis that you will be judged. And brothers and sisters, my goodness, we all make mistakes. Sometimes our anger gets the best of us. Please turn to the Lord and ask for grace. And just say, even if all you can say is, would you please forgive me for what I did or what I said? And if that person is truly Christian, they will forgive you. But if you just did it, if you are the person who says, no, you've been forgiven, then go and pray for that person that they might turn around. It takes courage. One of the things I read recently that was from St. Claude de la Colombière, he said, I have often pondered with joy and admiration over the extreme care Jesus took to urge us to love others. In the gospel, we read that he commanded it above all things. Love one another as I have loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one for another. Another time, he tells us that no reason, either of interest or of honor, allows us to hate another. He will not acknowledge us, and he ranks us with the pagans and the infidels if we do not love our enemies. By loving them, that doesn't mean that everything's hunky-dory, but you don't speak against them and you pray for them. And if we will not pray for them and serve them when occasion offers, in fact, it seems as though the whole Christian code were reduced to this point. It is the summing up of all the commandments. St. Paul tells us this, love is the fulfilling of the law. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Please, brothers and sisters, it might be hard to just walk up to somebody and say, will you please forgive me? And you say, oh, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. Just say, yes, I forgive you. Of course I do. Please, brothers and sisters, let us become, if possible, a state or even this nation that we could be a people of love, that forgive, that help to turn people back to God. May God lead you and us together. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.